It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, since the last time we've talked to Brett, we did have some more snow up there. And in just talking to him before we came on the air, it sounds to me like there are some concerns up there that we need to be worried about, especially with, you know, the holiday break and everything like that coming up, and more snow in the forecast for the coming week as well. So we thought we'd bring Brett in, and we're just going to talk about some of the conditions and what to look out for and how to be safe when you're up there. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Opportune timing here with some avalanche danger and continued avalanche danger expected coming up over the next couple of weeks.
So let's jump right into it. You said that you guys go up there roughly almost every day and check on things to see how they're going. And you're seeing some things up there right now that maybe concern you a little bit?
Absolutely. Since the last time we talked, we've gotten some more snow. We're up to about 3 feet in total snow depth there along the upper elevations, and really the avalanche problems revolve around that early season snow, and it sat around for a while in November, about 2 weeks of a dry spell then. And what happens is that the snow that was on the ground during that dry spell turned into this loose, sugary layer of snow, and now we've buried it with more snow, and we're going to continue to put more snow on top of that weak layer of snow. So that's what's causing the avalanche problems right now. We've seen some natural avalanches that have released on their own during the last couple of storms. I've personally triggered a few small avalanches from a distance away from them, so things are fairly touchy still. We continue to experience collapsing while traveling through the mountains, and this is when the snow makes a loud whooping noise underneath you, and sometimes you can feel the snowpack drop an inch or two when that collapse happens. So all these are signs that we have dangerous avalanche conditions right now.
And I guess one question that I would have is that how you guys, just kind of looking at the conditions, you feel that this is what's going to happen? Or do you guys actually go out and you know what, forgive me if I'm way out of base or offline here, do you guys do like samples and core samples of the snow to see what it's like underneath, or how does that all come about?
Yeah, exactly. So when I go out into the backcountry, I look for the most obvious signs are recent avalanches. So anytime I see a recent avalanche, that pricks up the hair on the back of my neck. So that's the most obvious sign. Then I look for these collapses I was talking about, and we also dig down through the snow to analyze those different layers, because we are dealing with different layers throughout the winter. Each storm is its own layer of snow, so we analyze those to see how they're interacting with each other. And it's pretty easy right now. When folks go up into the mountains and step into the snow, you'll notice your boots will penetrate through into a sugary layer. And if you put your glove down in there and pull some of that out, it's this loose sugary layer, and that's the one that's really a concern right now.
And we do have, as in the forecast, just me looking, we do have more snow in the forecast for the coming week, and I believe even into Christmas week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's that kind of looks like the deal. It looks like a fairly active weather pattern over the next couple of weeks. And the biggest concern is that this weak layer of snow that we're dealing with, it's now buried, it's going to continue to produce avalanches, and they're going to get bigger as we add more snow on top of this weak layer. And we call this a persistent weak layer, and the reason is it's a weak layer of snow that can persist for a long period of time. So our biggest concern is that we're going to see dangerous avalanche conditions into that holiday break period coming up through Christmas and New Year's. Very good chance that we're going to see dangerous conditions exist through the end of December.
And that's just one of those things, like we were talking about as well, is, you know, people are going to want to get out with the kids out of school and get out and go up into the mountains and take the snowmobiles and things like that. What are some things that they can do? What are some ways that they can kind of protect themselves if they're going to go out there and do that and kind of know, hey, you know what, maybe we should stay away from this area?
Right. Okay, so the most important thing is when we're dealing with avalanche danger, like we are right now and like we will be, that you stick to low-angled slopes. So we always advise folks to stay on stay off of slopes that are steeper than about 30 degrees in slope steepness. So the best thing to do is to stay recreate down in the meadows and low-angled slopes. Make sure there's nothing steep above you as well. So traveling through steep gullies and ravines is not recommended. You want to stay in more open, flat terrain. That's the easiest way to stay safe out there. So you can go up into the mountains and enjoy the all the new snow that we're going to be anticipating here, but just stay on the low-angle terrain, and that way you'll stay safe from avalanches.
And I think that's important, that what you're saying is, you know, we're not saying you can't go out and have fun and enjoy yourselves. There are just some precautions that you should be taking when you're out and about and things to look for, right?
That's right. And, you know, if you're traveling on snowmobiles or skis and you are traveling through avalanche terrain, it's real important to have all the proper avalanche safety equipment, which includes avalanche beacons, shovels, and probes, and a lot of guys are using avalanche airbags as well. So to have that stuff and to know how to use it is probably the second most important thing, but definitely the most important thing is just to avoid being in avalanche terrain, which is anything that's steeper than about 30 degrees. It's the easiest way to stay safe.
All right, and if people are looking for other information on you know, tips and keys to kind of avoid avalanches or to how to be safe in them, do you have a good website that has information like that on it?
Yeah, you bet. We put out daily avalanche forecasts, and they're updated by about 7 o'clock each morning, and they give you a basic overall avalanche danger rating. And we describe what kind of avalanche conditions we're dealing with, talk about recent avalanches, mountain weather, and tips on how to stay safe out there. The website is utahavalanchecenter.org. And again, it's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. Click on the Skyline menu item or on the map, and that'll bring you to the Manti Skyline region that we forecast for up here.
All right, Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today about this. And you know what, as you said, it's all about keeping people safe. Go out and enjoy yourself and recreate in the wintertime, but just know these tips and be safe when you head out, right?
Absolutely. Thanks a bunch for including me here, and it'd be great to speak with you again over the next couple of weeks at some point.
And we'll absolutely make that happen. Brett, thank you so much.
Okay.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.